I will call the meeting of the Personnel Committee for Great River Regional Library to order. And the first item of business is the adoption amendment to agenda. Any corrections or additions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, motion, is there a second?
Second.
Jeff? Any discussion? Jim, I know you're dying to say something. Okay. Not all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The next item is elect a Personnel Committee chairperson. I served as chair the last 2 years, so it's somebody else's turn, I guess, with the rules of the... So I'd entertain...
Dave, no.
Thanks.
That leaves Jeff. No, Wayne.
Wayne could do it.
I'll move Wayne.
Okay, no nomination.
Second. What did I walk into?
The question is, will you accept?
Okay, any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Third and final call. Any other nominations? If not, we'll close nominations. Is there a motion to approve Wayne as the chair of the Personnel Committee?
I'll move.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
That's what I get for getting here late.
Yeah. Congratulations.
And you're looking at, the wrong kit. This is Personnel.
We're just on to classic comp one.
And that is effective immediately, then.
Right.
So's the pay.
Yeah. You got elected at 5:32, and it's now 5:34.
Right. All right. So we are at 2.2, you said?
On this particular.
Got it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so adoption and amendments of the agenda. Is there any...
We've done that already. We're all the way down to number four. See, we took care of that. Fantastic. We covered you for half of the agenda.
So, on the floor, a compensation classification and consulting request.
Julie will take care of that.
We are requesting up to, not to exceed, $10,000 for a compensation consultant. We put in our comp and class system. The study was conducted in 2013. Changes were effective January 1st of 2014. So our procedures had indicated that we will review it between the third and fifth year. So we'd be finishing up the fifth year this year. We also discussed the pay equity report a meeting or two ago. So we have not received our results yet. We still anticipate that we may not be in compliance. So part of this consultant services would be to help us address that. And so they would do a benchmark of survey of jobs in the market. They would look at our current pay structures for internal equity and external competitiveness. The funds that we're looking at using are, there's $4,126 left in a fund from the executive director search. So we would just use that fund up. And then we also have a payroll and HRS service fund. This, I think, came from credits that were received from ADP when we did that conversion because some of the issues that were occurring. There's over 7,000 in that account yet. So the balance, it would be able to cover the balance then for the consultant services. We've received a couple bids. And so some of them spell them out by what we all have them do for us. So that could be anywhere 8,000, no more than 10.
And this wouldn't be a complete overhaul of the system like we did in 2013. This would just be a quick look at, yeah, a tune-up. Right.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the last meeting, we found out we are out of compliance. Per se, this will actually make it, if we do get that letter, that this is the steps were taken to put us back into compliance, and this should be, suffice for the state, because they'll probably give us an action plan or something, but if we're proactive on this, it looks better. I mean, we just did our pay equity report in the county, and we're in compliance there, we're fine there, but this one, I noticed, I talked to you last time about this, it looked like, am I seeing something wrong here? No. Mm-hmm. And again, it's another one of those things, it's time for a tune-up, see where we're at in the market.
Well, and we will, if we are not in compliance, we will have to, we'll have a certain amount of days to get in compliance. Right. So this would allow us to do that in a way, if needed, that we're not compromising the comp and class plan that was originally set up, so.
Mr. Chair, if I may, are we just approving the budget portion of this, and you're gonna pick the consultant then, or how's that, is?
That's the way we have it structured. Okay. If you want something different.
No, I'm just trying to figure out how this okay. works here, so you're.
Right, right now we don't
normally
have
I'd
any
ask
funds.
You them questions, but I'm trying okay. to follow this here, so.
We don't have any funds designated for this purpose.
Yeah.
We do have a couple of designated funds that we could clean up the accounts as a result of using it for this purpose, which would be more effective than trying to take it out of like a legal budget line. We could certainly do that too, but we thought it would be more effective to, like, the executive director search amount is just sitting there. It wasn't redesignated for any other purpose.
Mr. Chair, with regard to the executive search fund, since we did that 3 years ago, why was that balance carried for 3 years? Wouldn't that have been moved to general funds?
So I'll try to answer this, but I might need to have Aaron chime in. So they're in a fund that's committed, so it can only be used for that purpose unless the board redesignates.
Okay.
Both of those funds, actually. They just carry over till they're used.
So my second question then is, Karen, if there's designated funds that haven't gotten used within a 12-month time period, is there a review process? Are they ever brought forward? Should they be brought forward?
Yeah, we could certainly look at that. There aren't a lot of them. We don't have a financial report in front of us, but that's something we could look at the next finance committee meeting and go through them and see if there's anything else you'd want to clean up. I didn't realize this account was sitting there either until it was brought to my attention. So.
Mr. Chair, in all fairness to Karen and staff, they had that little problem with that fire upstairs.
Yes,
that
I understand.
Might have interfered with some of the other things that weren't as important at the time.
I don't really, I want to add something.
The term dedicated is sometimes can be misconstrued. On the fund balance report that's in your monthly financial reports, there's funds like RLTA on there. There's funds like capital. These are all funds that roll over. The majority of them that where this money is coming from is in the lower section of that fund balance report called the committed or assigned funds. Usually what those are held for is, like, one of them, for instance, is insurance. There's an insurance or building maintenance one. In case the building maintenance cost that when the city builds us is way over what we anticipated, we could take the funds out of there versus having to ask the board to take it out of cash reserves. If we would have put that $4,000 back from consulting fees back into the unassigned fund balance, we would be here tonight asking to take $4,000 back out of it, out of the unassigned fund balance. So it doesn't really matter where we take it from, but the process of reviewing them, if I'm not in charge of looking after them, so that is something, like Karen said, we can definitely do. But I just wanted to give you a more thorough explanation on what dedicated funds are and what they mean and how we use them.
Mr. Chair, if I may, is there other funds that we can tap into? I always see it good to always have some accounts built up. So in case, let's say Karen would decide to leave, at least we've got some money in the executive director search fund. Why do we want to drain them? Where did this money in when we back before Karen? Where did we take that from? The general fund or from the reserves? Or
it came from reserves.
Okay.
They asked for a fund designation
did
at the end of the year.
Did we do about $25,000? Is that what we did?
I think it was 18, and okay. We only used 13 of it for some reason.
Kind of see if we start draining these funds. I'd like to see them sitting there so in case we need them, we have them. But
and that's not my question. It was just a review process.
Yeah, I don't. So that we just, trouble is we always see money sitting someplace and we want to use it all the time. It's just kind of like good to have it in that category in case we need it. So.
But that time was for a specific purpose. And the purpose for the money was set aside for the specific purpose of doing the research and hiring an executive director. When that job was done, that should have been money, it should have been cleared out of that. And we, and I didn't realize it, and I'm here, I'm the accountant, so I should have saw it right away. So,
Mr. Chairman, I think this is a good discussion, but it really is one that let's do the review, mm-hmm. and then maybe let's address it. We all have different, I agree too, that a fund is a fund, and when the fund's done, it should be, you know, that's why we appropriate for, but let's find out how many there are. Every time we touch on something, there's no, you know, there's no picking on anybody, but we're all still learning yet, even those of us that have been on for a while. So it's just a good teachable moment of, okay, now we kind of come on something else. I'd rather appropriate funds for something than having staff bring, you know, I'd rather make the motion to bring it out of something else, general reserve, than having these funds all floating around that can arbitrarily be used. I think that's really what the directive of the board is. So I'd feel more comfortable when we direct money towards whatever cause that might be for whatever reason it might be. This pay equity stuff, we've all been through it enough in cities and counties and everything. What it really is we're going to pay $10,000 to pay people more money. I mean, that I wish we could skip the $10,000 and give the employees more money without having to pay the $10,000, but it's a racket, just like the audits and everything else until the state and governments change that. And unfortunately, we waste a lot of money doing things we shouldn't really have to do. But I think the point is well taken to do that, and then we can have that discussion. I hope we bring it more than just the finance, though. You know, that general discussion, talk about it in finance, and then bring it to the
committed funds.
Board meeting.
Yeah, everything with the finance committee goes through the full board.
I did have one more question for Julie. Do you have some consultants identified?
I do. One is the consultants that we utilized previously, so we've gotten a bid from them. And then another one is one who does a lot of public employer type of consulting for both library systems as well as counties or MCITs. So I think we'll have an adequate choice.
One more. Haven't we used the same consultant for the last three or four of these, or last two for sure?
No.
I haven't been here for those, so I'm not
okay.
sure.
The consultant we used in 2013 was new.
Okay.
So we are still in contact. If you recall that study, there was actually two components. One was the classification component, one was the compensation and market study component. The person who did the classification component is no longer working with them. There were two separate firms that put in a bid together. So the person we've been in contact with is the set of people who was responsible for the compensation side of the study.
And then one final question. Would they be using the budget, the calculator at all on that?
No.
That's always been a hot term.
Yeah, that's a totally different. That's how much staffing. That's not how much to pay people.
Mr. Chair, I'm here moving forward for the next finance committee or subsequent one in the future. We will find out within those funds other ones that are sitting there like this one and figure out what to do with it or which way we want to go on this. So that should clear up that. But the here and now, we need to deal with this one. And since our report was out of compliance, I'm thinking that it's time to do something, be a little proactive, because if we do get that letter, we can show them we're already on it. I mean, this looks good for us, so they don't sit and micromanage us, wonder what you're doing, putting you under pretty strict timelines. And with that, Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion to approve the request for a classification compensation consulting firm. Go get bids and have them tally in. Do you want to bring them back to the board, or you want to just, if it's under up to $10,000, you pick the one you're comfortable with and go?
I think it'd be more efficient to have us pick the one.
Is that in your motion?
Yep, that's in the motion. And up to $10,000, as I said.
motion. Have a second?
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? So, take a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Not in favor? Okay. Motion passes. So we're done with item number four. Item five, next meeting is March 20th at 5:30. So I move to adjourn.